There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. There's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Good day. Good day. Good day. Let's see what's going on, what you need to know. Courtesy of Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. We'll be dealing with the Texas flooding situation in a few minutes. The quote of the day comes from former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who tweeted...
I remember him.
I missed that guy.
About an
a picture?
This was an NHL playoff game earlier this week. So this is what a PP looks like, was
what?
His tweets, and he was referring to a power play coming from former Anthony Weiner. Right?
So he was talking about hockey then.
He was, in fact, Jennifer, yes.
He did it on purpose. He's trying to get attention. The guy is mentally insane.
Right, so PP from PP to Fifi or FIFA, who knows who Sepp Blatter is? There's extra credit in this. For those of you who know who Sepp Blatter, what a great name. S-E-P-P.
Is this like the song contest where we're not supposed to blurt it out?
No, no, you can blurt this one.
Is this the Russian who stole all of our Social Security information?
No.
Did he hack into our iPhones?
No.
I'm guessing he is the president of FIFA?
Oh, good for you.
He doesn't know anything.
Molly gets
I
the prize.
I had an answer to your question.
President of FIFA.
Not for long.
Who apparently is avoiding appearing in public after... all of these charges, which still I'm trying to figure out why the U.S. is involved in this. I know what their practical answer is, but I don't see how anybody in America has been hurt by this.
Well, you know why. I mean, the U.S. is kind of ticked because they tried to bid on getting the World Cup.
Right. Yeah. And Qatar got it, and it's
130
degrees there.
And
the United States went, wait a minute, something smells
funny. Not only that, yeah, it's 154 degrees, so they moved the game to December. But then they also find out that they didn't even have a stadium in Qatar, and that 900 people have died building a stadium in Qatar.
That. All of that's fine, but the American taxpayer is footing the bill for this.
Well, there's two American citizens involved, and some of the money was funneled through U.S. banks.
I get that. That doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care.
And there was an unnamed multinational sportswear company here in America that has been involved, but now is cooperating fully with the investigation.
Swoosh.
Name rhymes with Spikey.
Okay, Mikey. All right, so there's that.
So, but then Vladimir Putin's got to stick his big fat face into it, and he's like, Department of Justice is sticking nose in where it doesn't belong.
Yeah.
Well, so he's all mad.
He's only upset because he
didn't get
there
first. Meanwhile, he's got his people over there on the other desk to the left of him stealing our Social Security information.
There you go.
And getting tax refunds.
Tear it for the Ruskies.
Yeah, the Russians are using your name and your information to get fake tax refunds sent to them.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know what the good news is from the Weather Department today?
Sure.
Monday is the first official day of the hurricane season. So the North Atlantic hurricane season, ready to go. They expect 11 storms this season.
Fewer than usual, then.
3 to 6 developing into hurricanes. I wonder if it'll get here in time to take care of the drought in the New England Northeast. Is really dry.
Yeah.
Could use the rain from down in Texas. That's not likely to happen.
President Obama will be at the Hurricane Center today checking things out.
Yep, will be.
Maybe he'll get the name of the first storm.
Uh-huh. Okay, so speaking of the government, there is an investigation
hurricane
going
Scott Walker.
On... what did you say?
Hurricane
Scott Walker.
Yeah. That's it. So there is a there's a controversy about a live sample of anthrax.
Yeah. This is so stupid.
Being sent via FedEx to various people who are studying this, and no one can quite convince me as to why we are doing this at all.
It was supposed to be dead spores.
I know.
And they accidentally sent live spores as far away as South Korea.
Right.
Doug's earlier question is, how can you tell it's live?
A microscope, dummy.
It's breathing. That's what I said. I said they took its pulse.
Uh-huh. Taking its
Do you think
pulse.
Maybe they're saying this was an accident, but it really wasn't, Dougie? What if this was a conspiracy?
A conspiracy.
Do you think? They're like, oh, yeah.
Whoops. How do you tell anthrax from cocaine? Don't they both look the same?
Pretty sure when anthrax kills you, you know it's not cocaine.
Right.
There's a new kind of cocaine on the market. I forget what it's called. I read something about it yesterday. That is so powerful that a snort will kill you.
Why would they even want to do that?
But you have to snort
crazy.
It. Yeah. Anthrax, you just have to breathe.
Wow.
That's all you have to do is breathe.
You have to work at snorting and you don't have to work at breathing. Is that what you're suggesting?
You actually have to inhale it into your body.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm reading a book right now.
How are you? Congratulations.
One fish, two fish, red fish,
you are
fish.
Such a meanie.
Meanie.
Yes, I'm reading a book right now, and it's about, I don't know, one of the characters has got a drug issue, and they go through the rolling up of the bill, and there's something that freaks me out about that, rolling up and sniffing. Ugh.
A dirty dollar bill, I know.
Ugh.
When do you have time to read?
When
she's watching those old TV shows and becoming the community.
How do you have time to read?
I'm not saying the nasty thing I said yesterday, Richie. You can do that. That was not what I said yesterday. Was not nice.
Which comment are you talking about?
I don't even remember exactly what you said.
Oh, okay. Coming up next here, after I tell you about this big construction sale going on today at ironplanet.com.
Hold on. I got
loaders,
sound effect up.
Excavators, trucks, trailers, you name it, they've got it. You need it, they'll have it. Today and tomorrow, Iron Planet's Big May Auction. 2,200 items on sale. So if you want late model construction equipment, you want to check it out at ironplanet.com. As a matter of fact, if you want to browse the inventory, bid on the items, just text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511. I got to graduate. LIFT to, text LIFT to 511-511. Registration online, ironplanet.com. That's cool. Or text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. See all the items on the giant auction screen. Iron Planet's giant auction. Text the word LIFT to 511-511 to find out what there is there and how to bid on it.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He spent 14 of his 15 years in the majors with the Seattle Mariners, hitting over 300 home runs and driving in just shy of 1,000 runs.
Deep to left center.
So where is Jay Buhner now? Jay retired following the 2001 season. He works with the Mariners during spring training, and the team inducted him into their Hall of Fame in 2004. Jay was immortalized on an episode of Seinfeld when the fictitious version of George Steinbrenner paid a visit to the home of Frank Costanza, played by the great Jerry Stiller.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for?
Jay Buhner, living on in syndication. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you start down the path toward big success? Author and martial arts Hall of Famer Jim Bouchard has the answer.
Make a decision. He adds that we humans often overcomplicate things. It's not that hard. Start by making a decision to move forward.
Then take something you want or need to do. Create a series of steps to achieve it. Then go for it.
How can you be more decisive?
Make it a habit.
Start with insignificant decisions. For example, let's say you go out to lunch with some coworkers. When you pick up the menu, give yourself a time limit to decide what to order. Then, be happy with what you get.
Make a decision and stick with it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, going shopping, purchasing a big ticket item. Well, believe it or not, if you want to get the best deal, then it matters what you wear. More specifically, it matters what colors you wear. Here's the science of it. Colors are are associated with power. After all, there's the red power tie. Would you respond to a policeman giving you a ticket if he or she were wearing a baby blue suit? And athletic teams are thought to be more aggressive when they wear dark colors, especially black. So if you're purchasing a big ticket item, then the colors to wear are black or gray. They suggest you can't take advantage of me. What's the cheap psychological trick? Wear darker colors and you'll be seen as more powerful. The salespeople will take you seriously. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Robert Ray with us, a correspondent for Al Jazeera America, focused on the Texas flooding. He's down there covering the story from Houston. I understand, Robert, that there are no sewers in Houston, so the water doesn't have any place to go. Every time there's a big rainstorm for a couple of hours or more, there are major floods in Houston. So that must be, when you consider the circumstance, how much rain they've had, what a mess, because there are no sewers there. Is that because it's so close, I suppose, to the sea level, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is true. I mean, there are sewers. If you think about it, it's there are many like bayou tributaries that go through the city of Houston and the surrounding area. So there's these canals that act as sewers. Same thing, really. They're just above ground, so to speak. You can see them. But you know, the bottom line is that you know when you get a foot of rain or more, as they did earlier this week, and you've been had precipitation the most ever in Texas history in the month of May. There's going to be flooding. So that's really the main reason for what has occurred here this week.
All right, so coping with this, or any special stories of heroism, what's come out of the coverage from your perspective, other than it's a big storm and it's a mess?
Well, you know, the fire department here in the surrounding area, we talked to one of the commanders yesterday. On Tuesday, they were out on an interstate, and a woman went into labor. They held off the baby until she got to the hospital, but that took 3 hours to get her out of the flood zone, out of her vehicle, as the waters were rising. They actually used a dump truck because it's the only thing that could move through the water. So after 3 hours, they put her in the back of a dump truck, got her to dry ground into an ambulance. She got to the hospital and delivered a healthy baby. That's pretty amazing.
Great. Well, that kid's got a story.
Yeah, that's a great story. Yep. Sure. All right, so in terms of today and the next couple of days, more rain just means more of the same, or are there complications that will come from the excess rain that comes down today?
You know what? Right now, it appears that the rain that's going to come down is not going to be nearly as intense as earlier in the week. So basically what's going to happen is it's just going to be a pain in the butt for the people that are trying to clean up their houses, thousands of homes completely that were underwater, because of Tuesday's rain. They don't expect any kind of flooding like we saw, though, you know, there could be swelling of rivers south of Houston. So there's a voluntary evacuation in a town about 50 miles south of Houston. But we don't expect anything even close to what happened earlier in the week.
All right. When people are asking the question about why this is happening, what sort of convergence of air from the Gulf and a system from the West, and well, I mean, what has made all of this happen? That has to be part of the conversation here, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. Texas has been in a drought for nearly 5 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get the largest amount of precipitation on record in the history of the state of Texas in 1 month. And, you know, of course, then you get a foot of rain in one day. And, you know, sure enough, that happens. And all the bayous, I don't know if people realize that Houston is essentially surrounded by these little tributaries of water because it is so close to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, it's like New Orleans.
Precisely. Yeah. It's very flat here. And, you know, the next thing you know, you have flooding. It makes perfect sense. This is an area that just hasn't seen rain in 4 to 5 years.
So it's all been pent up, and it came all at once. Wow, what a story. All right, thank you, Robert. Nice to have you here. I appreciate the insight and input. Robert Ray, reporter for Al Jazeera in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Thrill is gone.
Well,
the thrill is gone away.
Thrill is gone for B.B. King because he's gone to the happy hunting ground. Happier
gone,
than perhaps he was with his tired, broken old body. But the story didn't end with his death, apparently. A couple of his daughters been outspoken about his final days. In fact, they have accused B.B. King's closest aides of poisoning him. But the attorney for King's estate called the claims ridiculous. Police say there's no homicide investigation. Three different doctors determined that King was appropriately cared for. He got 24-hour care, monitoring by professionals up till the end. The daughters are Karen and Patty. They allege that family members were prevented from visiting Mr. King by his business manager, Laverne Tony, and his assistant, Myron Johnson. And they worked together to hasten their father's death. And so they're going to have a fight about this. Good God, can anybody die in peace anymore?
Well, there's also going to be an autopsy.
Right, all right. What do you suppose? Does it go like it does on the television shows? They have all these medical shows that they cut into everything, rip open your chest, and how do they do it? Anybody ever see an autopsy performed? No.
I haven't.
No.
I've not had that opportunity, well, right. Really. Yeah. No.
All right, it's television time, 25 after the hour. Let's do some provocative thinking. I've highlighted, sometimes I'm in and out of Wendy Williams in terms of what I find her doing and saying, and one of the things I find most compelling about her program that airs around the country usually in the late morning or early to mid-afternoons, good conversation about a lot of issues of the day. She always goes out into the audience and answers questions about life from audience members. Here she talks about continuing to be friends with coworkers after one who worked with them was promoted to a better job.
I'm a social worker, and I should be getting a supervisor position next month. My problem is I'm friends with everyone at work. How do I get them to respect me in my new role, and should I still be having lunch with them?
It's nice to know people at work and be kind, but they're not paying your bills. Whenever it comes down to you or them, you always better choose you.
Yes.
That's number one. And then the second thing with regards to work, Unfortunately, it's lonely at the top. You order your sandwich, you eat it at your desk by yourself with your new larger paycheck and your new larger title.
Yes.
Okay?
Isn't that good advice? I find her advice. What's his name, Ma?
I don't like it. You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think it's appropriate.
Why can't you be friends?
Because it always comes back to, I've done this. I've been friends with people that work for me for years, and I am now with all of you, but it's somehow or other, it's a different atmosphere where we're all working and talking together, and we all sort of have a status that is understood. A lot of times that doesn't happen to translate well into, let's say, a factory situation or an office situation where it's kind of different. You've never worked in that sort of a way. You've always been on the air doing this sort of thing, right? Have you ever had a sort of a regular 9-to-5 job in an office?
I think a couple of times here and there, but I think it depends. We should preface what she's saying maybe with, it depends on who you're working with. If you're working with true professionals, you can be friends, you can hang out, and they respect your title, and then even more so than your title, they're going to want to do things for you because they like you.
Yeah, let's hope that's the case. Wendy here answers another question about introducing her much older boyfriend to her parents.
My boyfriend is 44 years old.
And how old are you, dear?
I'm 24. He used to be married. My parents are in town from Atlanta, and they want to meet him. I'm afraid because he's 20 years older than me.
Yes, you need to be afraid. And he's never met your parents?
No.
Is he pressuring you?
Well, because they're in town a little.
Yeah. Guard your grill and knuckle up, because your parents are going to give you the business. And if you love him, then you've got to own that love. You can't stand like a little girl. You can't talk like a little girl. You've got to own that love, okay? Quite frankly, I'm against it, but you're not my daughter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sedley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Is a good day. I am sure of it, as sure as I am here as the host of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn. We are here at your service and on your side to bring you up to date on a lot of things that are of interest and importance. A lot of comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Jennifer will have the television report in a few minutes. Right now, though, the latest from Cleveland. The settlement over police conduct with the Justice Department on the heels of the vanquishing. What's the way we refer to the acquittal of Officer Brelo? That took place on Friday.
I think annoying is what a lot of people
Very annoying, yeah. If you really read into this, many of you have probably forgotten this because it took place 3 years ago. This police officer, there was a car. I'm just going to do a quick little run around, Molly, and then you can give us the update on the specifics. But what I remember of this now that we've sort of had this story refreshed in our mind, I was thinking the same thing at the time. This guy was afraid. He ran. The police chased him. By the time he was gunned down with the woman in the car, and that's what really happened. They were gunned. It was like it sort of reminded me of the movie Bonnie and Clyde. For God's sakes, you shoot this car up, and so the policeman, Mr. Brelo, Officer Brelo, gets on the hood of the car and fires how many rounds into the car?
15.
15 rounds. They probably, for all intents and purposes, were dead anyway. But the reason that he was exonerated is because they couldn't prove it was his bullets that killed him.
I was confused about that.
How so?
How could they not prove that his gun was discharged?
Yeah. His gun was discharged, but there were six police cruisers chasing this car. And they all were firing.
They were
all in all, there were like 150 rounds shot in the car.
They all used similar guns and police bullets. So,
they didn't determine
whose bullets were whose. They just knew they were police bullets.
Yeah.
But then the judge probably got it right?
Well, the judge. Yes. Oh, I'm not questioning the judge's decision because I don't think he can prove that this guy killed him. I'm not saying it's good police work or that the outcome is the way it should have been by any stretch of the imagination. But under the circumstances, if you use the rule of law, you can't prove who killed these people.
Now,
so do you send them all to jail? I mean, how do you do that? There were like six cars. Well, there must have been, what, 12, 15 police officers
involved. Yeah, who's to say who's hit and who's didn't?
So you're going to send them all to jail for life for murder? Or 6 years or 8 years for manslaughter? You're not going to do
what
that.
What a story.
It's a ridiculous, it is ridiculous that this kind of stuff, and I remember now, you remember how hot under the collar I got, Richie? With this, I'd sort of forgotten to put it out of my mind, and then this comes back into the trial phase. So over the course of all this, Molly, the Justice Department is looking into the city of Cleveland and how they have, according to the Justice Department, an unconstitutional police system and using excessive force. What happened with that?
Well, you just kind of told the story.
I didn't tell the story about the Justice Department.
Yeah, they said there was a pattern of unconstitutional policing and excessive use of force.
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah. I knew the question was asked. I had forgotten whether they came out.
Yeah.
All right. So then what happened?
So the settlement details haven't been made clear yet. That could come as of today.
Uh-huh.
Here's why it's so important to teach people how to be arrested and to stop running because, you know, I believe we need to retrain our police officers.
You're going to train these people who are afraid of the police in the first place? You think the people in your neighborhood would stop for a policeman? They'd run as fast as they could away from him.
But Ray was arrested and killed.
This is why, though. I mean,
he wasn't
resisting arrest. I'm not saying it was the same in all cases, but think about it. In every case but his, it's always because people don't take the arrest, and it's always because they run. And then the cops, because either they have bad training or they get caught in the moment or whatever it is, will never know. You know, kill these people. I mean, it's like there needs to be such a campaign to let people know that arrest is, they're not everything. You go in, you get to plead your case when you get there, and stop running. I mean, don't lead people on a car chase. It's just, it boggles my mind.
On
both sides, we need to retrain. But, I mean, the fact that you don't take an arrest and you get in a car chase, you can't tell me that that's
my
the right thing to do.
My philosophy is don't steal cigars, don't sell illegal cigarettes.
Right.
Don't wave guns at cops, and
they weren't doing anything.
Okay.
Their car, supposedly, according to
people,
the police, backfired, and then all these cops emerged on them, started chasing them.
So
they didn't know what was going on.
So why wouldn't you just pull over?
Because cops beat black people to death, and quite often they're convicted wrongly and put to death.
You have
for
to realize
backfiring of a car.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're just shot at and killed.
Well, but you see, that was nobody knew. All right, let's backtrack a little bit. There was a release on Friday of a black man who'd been on death row for 28 years. This is what gives these people like Al Sharpton cause to rant and rave about the system, because the system isn't fair in this case. It isn't just. It isn't right. It isn't. All of these things that we're finding, these flaws in these police departments, okay, they're human, we all make mistakes, yada, yada, but over and over and over again, and it just brings us back around, okay, I'm just going to relax in it. We live in a racist country. We haven't fixed the problems. You know, are blacks better off than they used to be? Yep. Are they as well off as whites? Nope. Not in an average. If you take 20 blacks and 20 whites and put them next to each other and think that they've had similar life experiences, you're crazy. They haven't. You can take any 20 people from any community.
So let me ask you this, because I just like to wrap my head around it, and this is not being argumentative. This is
a
real question I have.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that that's what makes black people commit crimes more than other races?
I think
because they're just expected to by society. Is that what you're getting at?
You know, I don't have an answer to that, because I think that that's a question that really does need to be examined. I don't have an answer to that, Jennifer.
Because
honestly,
the question has always been, people debate it all the time. Do white people and other races commit just as many crimes as black people, but do not get caught? Or do black people commit more crimes? Because the numbers are clear.
Okay, maybe the way to answer that is to analyze this situation that Molly has yet to tell us about, but I wanted to give us the story of this black guy who was on death row and then he's been exonerated. I think more often than not, what you would find. Richie's looking up the stats on white versus black.
There's a list of exonerated death row inmates, but it doesn't break them
so
down.
They're black or white. Okay. I'm willing to bet that more of them are black than white. And so that speaks, in a sense, Jennifer, to the, I think, 13% of the population or 18% is black in this country. I can't remember which, but it's somewhere in the teens.
Because it's a relatively low number. And then you look at the crime statistics, and it's a really high number.
I remember interviewing a man from Los Angeles who was a deputy chief. This fellow's daughter had been killed by gang members in Los Angeles because he was black, and he was the deputy chief. And in order for these gangs to get into permanence, they had to kill somebody of prominence or a relative of somebody of prominence. So this gang guy shoots this police officer's daughter, kills her. And so this brought me around to thinking. I remember talking to him on the air. I did a 45-minute interview with him. And I remember him telling me about the circumstances in which he grew up in Los Angeles. He came from South Central and made something of himself. And that was something that the gang bangers resented, too. But they targeted him because he was black. And I remember him talking then about the crimes the black people commit and why the black community has this sort of stench around them. And he admitted, you know, there are way too many crimes committed by black people who don't see another way out. And I said to him, that's not an excuse. And I pretty much said it to him just like that. And just because you come from a bad neighborhood doesn't mean that you automatically should go out and, you know, become a robber.
Because you still have opportunity living in the country.
Right. And you can point to any number of people who are black who have made, you know, you want to go to Ben Carson? Perfect example. He came from a lousy background and did okay for himself. If you want to use him, there's a dozen, 20 million others, not 20 million, but there's plenty of other people who have had a tough go of it. But yet you turn it around and you see how the system works, and it doesn't work well. Molly, just the background a little on this guy that got exonerated, will you?
Yeah, sure. And first of all, more black people are arrested for things they do, including drug use, than white people. It doesn't mean white people are using less drugs. It means they're not arrested. They're not thrown in jail.
And that's kind of my question. Is it that other races don't get caught as often, or is it that the crimes are different? I mean, that's a legitimate, you know, I mean, that's a legitimate concern. If more black people are being arrested for crimes that everybody is committing, then there's where you know you have a problem.
Right. Yeah. All right. So
this gentleman, James Bain, was in prison for 35 years. He was convicted of breaking and entering, kidnapping, and rape in 1974 and sentenced to life in prison. And, it's amazing the things that he says since he's out. He says he's not angry. It happened. It's over. He's moving on. And he never had anything more than a few parking tickets. No prior convictions. He was not even in the area where these things happened. And the one witness who said he witnessed it was actually clocked in at a job 15 miles away.
Yeah.
So in 2009, the Innocence Project of Florida said they wanted DNA tests. And they had refused to give them for a long time. Then finally, 8 months later, they did the DNA testing and it cleared him.
Yeah. So nothing's perfect, the system. But for people to run away and just say, oh, well, there are more black people in jail, whether they deserve to be or not. In this case, this guy didn't deserve what he got. And what we need to do is take each one of these cases individually and forget the color. See, that's what kind of bothers me. The color thing becomes an issue for these gas bags like Sharpton. And they use it and they manipulate it for their own purposes. And
see, because lately I've been thinking it's more socioeconomic than anything else. And I think people that can afford to defend themselves do, and people that can't get in real trouble.
All right.
No, I agree.
Yeah, that's a good way of summarizing this. 14 before the hour. Jennifer checks television news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want a way to calm your kid down and teach him patience at the same time? Well, maybe you ought to consider giving your kid music lessons. It can work wonders on your child's academic skills and mental health, too. Here's the science of it.
Everybody ready for music?
No doubt about it. Music can help any child with motor control issues. Piano lessons, or actually any music lesson for that matter,
teaches children rhythm, patience, and concentration. Also, it teaches teamwork through school orchestras and marching bands. And get this, music lessons facilitate reading skills, eye-to-hand gross and fine motor skills, and the ability to sit still. What's the cheap psychological trick? Music naturally creates many of the same skills that other children achieve temporarily through pharmaceuticals. More info at drbob.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's keeping you from living the life you want? For many people, it's fear.
Dr. Friedman Schaub, author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, says fear is a basic feeling. Its purpose is to keep you safe.
Like your body signals your brain when you feel pain, the subconscious alerts your conscious mind when it senses danger.
But fear can also hold you back. As the saying goes, fear makes the wolf bigger than he is.
There's a reason for this. What you focus on grows.
Pay attention to your fears, and they will get bigger. If you focus on the life you want, your mind goes to work coming up with ways to get it.
Act on those suggestions and the fears go away. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Canadian sprinter is one of the most controversial Olympians ever. He set a 100-meter record in 1988, only to be disqualified for steroid use.
Brady Johnson of Canada does it! A 9.84! Unbelievable!
So where is Ben Johnson now? Ben's a big soccer fan and is currently coaching in Melbourne, Australia. He's also coached Al-Sadi Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, and soccer superstar Diego Maradona. Ben says he and Diego are teaming up to open a worldwide chain of sports bars, but Ben still finds himself defending his own reputation because of his steroid controversy.
No one has the right to judge me because no one in his life is perfect. Anywhere else in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. Do you understand?
I guess bushes were made to be beaten around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on AppCheck, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, let's see what's going on. I have just discovered Netflix.
Okay.
Laugh all you want. Laugh. Har, har, hearty, har, har. Binge watching.
Yes.
On Sunday night, we were having dinner, and it was the decision was made to...
It's not yours, right?
No, it was. Because I wanted to... what came up first on Netflix was The Blacklist. And
I
happen to think that The Blacklist is quite an interesting program.
Yeah. Great show.
The ones I've seen heretofore have been on the plane. And I hadn't noticed that there was a lot of violence or, I mean, Spader's happy to shoot whoever it is that gets in
right.
his way. But I don't know that I saw as much blood as we saw in these three episodes from the first season. But it brought me around to thinking about Netflix and how I can see why it is. I don't even know that I could get it at my house. You can see.
You can get it everywhere.
Well, okay, thank you.
If you have internet, you can get Netflix.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So now the reason I'm thinking about it is because Gérard Depardieu, hey Pierre, how do I do it?
Gérard Depardieu.
Okay, thank you. The folks at Netflix want to produce a European version of House of Cards. So they're going to court Gérard Depardieu to play the French president or somebody who wants to be just like Kevin Spacey's character in France. So the show's going to be called Marseille. Produced in France. Yeah, right. I mean, you could apply this to most any country, right?
Yeah.
The whole thing. Here's the big news, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Charter Communication is trying to acquire Time Warner.
This one might work because Charter's small enough where they could still acquire Time Warner. Comcast was too big.
And they wouldn't own $55 billion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They don't own 50% of $55 billion? And what does that do to certain...
it'll
be much better. Everything will be cheaper. Yeah.
Don't believe that.
Of course not. That's nonsense. But yeah, you're right. I think this one might stand the test of the feds, et cetera. 51 after on Good Day.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to uplift you. And when I say you, I mean you, Y-O-U-U. There are lots of people who participate with us in brief form, whether it's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Sometimes there are emails that come that are very poignant and dedicated to having us understand how you think about certain important stories of the day. So we're going to share some of those thoughts that you have shared with us, with everybody else, because that's the idea. I'm participating now in a group that is aimed at addressing issues that men have, and we're using Facebook. And Richie, I've never really used Facebook. You know, I have an account that we use for the program. I got my own personal account, and I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to it, as Kenny will be happy to tell you. finding now,
you kind of check in and see what's going on.
Yeah. Well, but in this case, I have to be able to understand Facebook in order to be a participant in this group, and it teaches me a lot. And last night we were using it And I was trying to work my way around it because one of the guys especially was on with me didn't really understand it either. I fiddled around and I found some stuff. It's almost, though, I find things usually by accident. I don't really find that I am secure in, okay, this is how I'm going to do that. But anyway, the point is that we have a lot of Facebook and Twitter friends, and we're going to address some of your comments in a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Canadian sprinter is one of the most controversial Olympians ever. He set a 100-meter record in 1988, only to be disqualified for steroid use.
Ben Johnson of Canada does it, a 9.84! Unbelievable!
So where is Ben Johnson now? Ben's a big soccer fan and is currently coaching in Melbourne, Australia. He's also coached Al-Sadi Gaddafi, the son of Muammar Gaddafi, and soccer superstar Diego Maradona. Ben says he and Diego are teaming up to open a worldwide chain of sports bars, but Ben still finds himself defending his own reputation because of his steroid controversy.
No one has the right to judge me because no one in his life is perfect. Anywhere else in the world, everybody's doing the same thing. You do understand?
I guess bushes were made to be beaten around. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Ring Shuffle gives you a temporary phone number which rings through to your real number, keeping it private. Easy setup.
I love you.
Ring Shuffle.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Let me start this, Kenny. We had earlier a conversation going with regard to women and their pay in the workplace. It started with a Facebook posting from someone who works as a master's degree, gets about $15 an hour for helping people in various ways. It sort of sounded like a public job, but $15 an hour for having a master's degree. When you compare that to the demands of people who want to make $15 an hour slinging hamburgers around, that many of whom don't even have high school educations, what does that do to the value of their education? Here's Margaret, who responds. Used to be a 40-hour work week, worked in retailing, and then went to 38 hours so you could be considered a part-time worker, then 30, and then 15, all in response to government meddling. If you raise the cost of doing business, businesses will cut costs by cutting hours or hiring more people to work less hours. That was a result of a conversation that we had that basically said the government is messing all of this stuff up, and it needs to be the marketplace. So what other comments do you have along that line, Kenny? Anything?
Yeah, Carl says 99% of anything the government gets involved in results in chaos.
Yep, and that's and the wages and structures and stuff, that's part of it. I mean, imagine a woman who's got a master's degree in counseling making $15-16 an hour, and these people that work in the hamburger joints want that kind of money? It's just, it doesn't, it's not, it isn't right. Anyway, what else?
John says, things are worse than ever. Just look at the Internal Revenue Service, for example, with its ridiculous amounts of rules and tax laws.
Yeah. Again, government getting involved in things that they... we had the report from Katrina that was issued over the weekend that basically says the feds spent $4 billion rebuilding the old levees, exactly the same as they were before Katrina came in and blew them apart, so that if there's another Katrina, it's going to be the same result. So that was the food for thought process. Facebook.com/today.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender.